Hey, BD, are you a David Gilmour fan?
Huge David Gilmour fan.
That's great. That's a neat cover there.
Thank you, man.
Very neat.
This is stuff we play live, you know, that, you know, would never show up on a regular studio record, but, you know, doing the live thing is a totally different bag. I thought, you know, this is the place to do it. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, we were talking off air when you came in here. I said, I always like, you know, to see different covers like this. And,
yeah.
And you know, it's good for your not so coherent programmers that like to, you know, nibble at stuff like
this.
Well,
it's 10 minutes. Gives you a little bathroom break, too,
I think, right? This is true. Well, I played a 30-minute version of Memory Elizabeth Reed this morning, so we don't have a problem doing that kind of stuff. But at the same time, but it's true. But the same thing, I mean, you know, you cover a lot of ground. I mean, you cover Curtis Mayfield. You do Stevie Wonder. You do your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I think that's, I don't know, growing up in a different generation kind of sort, as we were also talking off air. I think it's important.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
To cover a lot of ground, you got a better chance of, you know, hitting at different audiences that way.
And, you know, my studio records are really different. They're really
heady,
little, you know, real jazzy. You know, I mean, there's a funk edge to it, too, but really highly arranged and real serious, you know.
Yep.
And this was the chance for us to kind of let loose and, you know, this is what we sound like when we play live. You know, we like to jam. Yeah.
You doing any gigs in the area?
Sure. I'm playing this Friday in Newton, New Jersey, which is a little out west.
Okay.
It's called Trinity. I'm actually playing Saturday at Mexicali, but I'm just a sideman for rock singer Christine Martucci.
Oh, okay.
So,
that'll be cool.
Yeah, so I'm all around. We're doing New Year's in the city again this year.
Okay.
In the village.
Very right. Yeah. Where's that
going to
be?
It's called One If By Land, Two If By Sea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throw out a life raft?
Yes.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
That should be an awful lot of fun.
We're around.
So what number, where do they find you?
Excuse me?
Where do they find you on the web?
Oh, the audience, you mean?
Yeah.
BDLenz.com.
Easy enough. L-E-N-Z.
Yep.
Okay, easy enough. And so if you want to find out more, you can go there. Ooh, it's called, what's it? It's the management number.
Uh-oh.
We unplugged it. That's the end of that. But pretty much this is your touring band, or?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the other thing. This is my regular band, you know,
okay.
Whole album. Doing what we've done for years, you know, kind of capturing it.
I don't recall. Is this the same label, or?
This one I put out independent.
Okay,
yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I put this one out myself. So.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to get airplay, though, right?
It's really hard. I mean, especially for what we do, because it's so eclectic, and you know. But
and this being a bit of a departure too from what the previous work is,
right.
So I would think the jazz guys were a little taken off by that.
They're always a little off by what I do anyway, you know, because my stuff's a little edgy anyway. But so I don't make my decisions based on what they want, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah.
As you should. And where do you see this whole thing going? I mean, as far as, you know, being an independent musician like yourself, and it's got to be somewhat frustrating trying to figure out where the audiences are for you.
Sure. Well, you know, it's like, I mean, on the one hand, for sure, I wish I had a whole team behind me and all
sure.
That. But, you know, on the other hand, like, I've really made something of my own. I mean, this is my 7th album, and I'm out there doing it, and it's mine. Like, I have my own thing. And, you know, I know, you know, musician friends who have these huge touring gigs, and they love it, don't get me wrong, but they say, man, I wish I had my own
things where I could
too.
play
yeah.
music I want to play, right?
Exactly.
You know, so there's a price to pay at both ends.
Exactly.
No
yeah.
question, but it's you know, having grown up in a golden era of radio and, you know, people making lots of money as musicians and stuff like that, at least the main guys, the Decidemen,
sure.
never got what they were supposed to get, but or most of them didn't. But I mean, you know, I just wonder where this whole train is gonna, where it's gonna arrive.
Yeah, from. It's true. Who knows where it's going? But I'm riding it.
You have no. Well, you keep yourself busy, right? You do,
I do.
Side work. I mean, you said you do side
and
recording.
And we gig a lot too. I mean, because we're pretty, you know, eclectic, and we can do jazz gigs, and we can do rock type gigs,
sure,
and
obviously.
Vocal gigs, you know, whatever. So
it's good to be versatile.
Yeah, it keeps us working.
You've done Europe.
Yeah,
I would think you'd be well accepted in Europe, yeah. Because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were talking about Hiram off air, and that was a big run for him.
Sure.
But he had the luxury of having, you know, albums on Atlantic.
Exactly.
And, you know, so
he
that
had
kinda,
a name.
You know, and, you know, he had a name built in at you know, pretty young time. Plus, he was good friends, as you know, with Will and
mm-hmm.
Willie and all of that. Recorded side work with him. And, you know, it was a whole culture going on.
Definitely, which
is really non-existent at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, but, you know, like I said, I'm
you're still smiling, though.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, I'll never stop doing it. So.
Good for you. Good for you. We'd like to hear that. How did this whole project come about? You just wanted to give us a different dose of you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a couple things kind of came together. Somebody offered me recording some gigs and seemed about the time to do this record, and I had these really good festivals I thought it would be great to record, and, you know, I was really, really psyched about how the recordings came out, so...
I bet you'll do well with selling this off the stage.
That's it, yeah. Well, that's another thing, you know. People are always like, you know, what album is Superstition on? I'm like, well, you know, it's not on any of my studio records, but now I
Now you can say, it's on this one.
Exactly.
Want me to sign it?
Yeah, exactly.
Want to take it home with you?
That's right.
We're speaking with B.D. Lenz, nice guitar player, nice fella. Enjoy having him here, that's for sure. Let's do a track. What do you want to play? I'll let you be the DJ like, for at least one. No, we'll do two more.
Two more? Okay.
Sure.
How about the first one?
Uh-huh. That's an original composition?
Yes, sir.
All right. From the album called Five and Live by B.D. Lenz, let's get some uh-huh. So that's what the band sounds like live, huh?
Yeah, on our good days.
On a good day. We all have good and bad days,
that's right?
That's right. Like anything else. BD Lenz, we're sitting here chatting with, having a good time. You told me some stuff off air. I mean, maybe I just forgot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if we talked about this last time. You told me your music gets picked up by TV shows.
Yeah, like that. You know, at this point, my music's been on over 100 TV shows.
Yo!
Yeah. So, like I said, I mean, you know, I just collect some nice little royalty checks. It's not a lot, but
no,
it helps,
but
you know.
Like they say, you know, plus is a plus.
Yeah, right.
And,
right.
Well, I mean, once you get a little bit of name buzz going on stuff like that, too, I mean, you know, people come back, I'm sure, looking for more.
Yeah, definitely. You know, write production, people kind of look through my stuff now, you know, for different shows.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you do that all yourself?
No. There's companies that do that for me, you know. But there are avenues you can pursue yourself, and I have.
Right.
You know, so, I totally checked that whole scene out and pursued it as much as I can. You know.
Very nice. Very nice. Drop some names. What type of show? What
shows? Well, my wife was watching a show on VH1 once. Best Week Ever.
Okay.
It's not on anymore. But like shows on MTV. Oh, on the Diddy show that was on MTV. It's actually been on the Country Music Awards.
Oh, wow.
Show, believe it or not.
Wow.
Like weird places.
Is this stuff you would record for them, or
these are just my own music from my records that they take? You know,
okay. I just wondered if they ever approach you and say, like, can you do something like this?
Yeah, I haven't gotten any of those requests.
Okay,
but
just curiosity.
Yeah,
because this is kind of a new area for me.
Sure.
But it's impressive to see somebody be able to do this because
this is another avenue that independent musicians need to research,
and find out because you know they're. It all adds up to the pie.
Definitely.
You know,
and
how much there is at the end of the day, a week, a month, a year. And, you know, touring's a lot of fun and playing live gigs are a lot of fun, but there's got to be more, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe more selling stuff off the stage. That's always a big one.
Yeah.
So that's great. That is great. So what are the plans for 11?
We got another UK tour in April.
Should be starting to get a little bit warmer there at that time.
I hope so.
You never know there. I mean, if it's dreary and bleak, it just doesn't matter. I mean, not that it's going to be cold, but it can be.
I think they can tolerate it. They can tolerate it a little better over there because
they're used to it. Yeah, no question. Yeah. I've been through Europe sometimes in you know December, January, February. You don't see the sun.
Yeah,
it just doesn't come out. I'm serious. It just doesn't come out. It's just like one gloomy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Run. I mean, it's scary, and it's worse in the UK, that's for sure, but hopefully you get some good weather.
I hope so.
Do some outdoor things? Or just...
Sure. I mean, we always do a bunch of festivals in the summer, you know.
No, I mean in the UK.
Oh, in the UK, nothing outdoors. Okay. We have, like, a festival or two besides, like, some club gigs over there, so.
Beautiful. How long do you stay for?
We'll be in there about a week.
Good.
So, yeah.
Very good. Audiences are enthusiastic?
They really do.
So you got a nice little buzz going on there?
Definitely.
You got some radio guys that you can get on the air with?
Yeah, I was
there.
On the BBC when I was there last time.
Oh, wow.
Time, so, yeah.
Wow, great. Good for you, BD.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good for you. That's excellent. That is really, really excellent. And then you're working on the summer stuff for the outdoor gigs for 2011.
Sure. You know, did my whole festival send, you know, to all these festivals around. We did a bunch of great ones last summer, so I'm hoping for the same this year.
Very good. You thinking about the next one?
Of course, always. Thinking about the next three.
I don't know. I'm pretty organized, but I don't know how you guys, you know, could come thinking out. There's a guy I work with from Canada a little bit, and he's been here a few times. He comes down and does some radio with me. He's an independent guy like yourself. And he sends me emails. He says, okay. And he's just naming his records 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 like that.
Wow. There's
nothing serious.
Uh-huh.
He says, but 6 is done. 7 has the basic tracks done. 8 has this. 9, I'm going like, Jesus, how do you think like that?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have a whole
studio record written already, you know, and I want to do a straight ahead jazz record at some point, you know. So, yeah, I have grand plans.
Well, stay that way, that's for sure. If you want to find out more, just go to BDLENZ.com. And again, you're playing where in the next couple weeks?
Let's see. Friday, we're in Newton, New Jersey, a place called Trinity.
Okay. You can find out this at the site.
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
Saturday, I'm at Mexicali and T-Neck.
Okay.
Sideman.
As a sideman. That's all right. Pay the bills.
And I'll be at One If By Land, Two If By Sea on New Year's Eve with my band.
So. And that's in the Village?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, West Side?
Yeah, West Village.
West Village, okay. Mm-hmm. So check them out, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, and we've been playing this record for a bit. You can see some of the notes of which ones I've been playing. Juxtaposition, Another Brick in the Wall, People Get Ready, Superstition, and what we want to go to here. We and I got into a little chit-chat on email for a couple of days about this Friday night at the Cadillac Club.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you were you able to? I didn't check out the version you told me.
No, I didn't find your version.
Okay, and mine came from, it's McGriff.
Okay.
But it's not a McGriff record. He's just on one track. Oh, damn it. You know, I thought of this when I was coming in.
It's
here.
That memory morning. Thing again.
It's the age thing again, yeah. Didi. But I was, I said, you know, it would have been cool to bring this in and segue them back to
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Would have heard it, but it was a compilation. It was actually on a latter day version of CTI Records,
mm-hmm.
like an '80s vintage. So Creed Taylor was involved with it, and Bob Berg, who wrote the song,
mm-hmm.
was also a part of the whole album.
I'm curious if that was before or after the version that I know.
I don't know.
I'm curious which the original one is.
I don't know.
I'd love to hear it.
But in any event, when I heard this, I wrote you. I said, mm-hmm. "Are you familiar with that version?" And you said, "No, I know it from here." And so it's kind of an interesting sidetrack thing. So in any event, any last words you want to throw at the people?
No, just thanks for having me, man.
Always
great to be here.
Always, anytime.
Thank you.
How close do you live by?
About 45 minutes. Well,
that's
good. West from
it's not too bad. Right?
No, it's not bad.
So hopefully we'll get you back when the weather's warmer.
Yeah, that sounds good.
BDLens.com. Anybody want a copy of this record called?
Five and Live.
Give us a call at 201-692-2012. We said we're going to give you some Friday night at the Cadillac Club, and that's what it's going to be. Thank you, BD.
Thank you, Bob.